Well, for more than 10 years, there's been an event in Sudbury called Play Smelter, where budding writers gather with support and write plays. Now, a play isn't really a play until it's performed. One of the first steps at Play Smelter is a stage reading, where actors read out the dialogue and playwrights go back then and rework their plays. Eventually, if it all works out, the plays will make it to the stage. This year, Play Smelter is partnering with some theatrical festivals to get some of that work performed. Lisa O'Connell is Artistic Director of Play Smelter in Sudbury. I spoke with her along with Tova Arbus, President of Fringe North, the festival in Sault Ste. Marie, and Jesse Bergeron, who's Artistic Director of the Tamarack Festival, a new theater, music, and art festival in Timmins. I first asked Lisa about Play Smelter.
Well, we're really excited that we're able to bring the bring both Tove, who is the Artistic Director of Fringe North, and Jesse Bergeron, who's the Artistic Director of the brand new Tamarack Festival in Timmins, to Sudbury and live in person to meet our artists. It's exciting for us because these are folks that share our vision and commitment to Northern Stories and to bring Northern Stories to the stage. So to bring them into our community, to have them at Play Smelter, which is our 12th annual festival this year, has been a dream of mine. And on May 2nd, when they come and when we're all together at the opening event from 6 to 8 on May 2nd, we're going to be making a very special announcement that we believe will secure the future of making sure that our Northern Stories, our new works of creators, will be on the stage for our audiences.
All right. Well, Tova, let's talk about Fringe North a bit in Sault Ste. Marie. What have you been able to do there?
Sure. So since our inception in 2016, we've been really dedicated to supporting local and regional artists and making sure that they have the professional support and resources that they need to develop their art and be able to present it in a similar scale to what we would see in larger centers and Southern Ontario and other places where the arts have more structure around performing professionally. Fringe festivals happen around over 350 worldwide every year. And by bringing a fringe festival to Sault Ste. Marie, it gives access to our Northern artists who may otherwise feel that they have to leave the North to present their works, who may feel that they don't know how to tell their stories here in Northern Ontario, and who may feel like they're not relevant on the grander artistic stage, if you will.
But tell me more about your festival specifically. Mm-hmm. What happens? What's it like? Where does it happen?
Sure. So we host every year at the Sault Ste. Marie Museum. This year we have the really wonderful problem of having outgrown our space. So we'll be adding a couple other cultural centers in. We do not have a professional art center yet, but we work out of the Sault Ste. Marie Museum. This year we're hoping to include centers like the art gallery or the library, making sure that everything is quite walkable. We center on theater and performance arts, but we are a multi-arts festival. And since COVID, we've also become a hybrid festival. So audiences can expect to come and attend live performances that include theater, music, puppetry, dance, burlesque and drag, visual arts, and the whole gamut in between. They can also take in our digital offerings either live at the festival or from the comfort of wherever they choose to view from when they stream online.
And that's coming up in August.
It's coming up August 21st to 25th this year.
All right. And so what does it mean to partner with Play Smelter now?
Play Smelter has really been an anchor for Northern Ontario artists in terms of giving them a path and the support to take their stories and get them ready for audiences, get them ready for that kind of two-way engagement of presenting work. And I think that by partnering, we just really solidify all of these supports that Northern Ontario artists can reach for. It makes us more competitive as well. It makes artists want to stay in Northern Ontario. It gives them real opportunities where they will get supported and paid in a professional realm. And it means that they don't have to feel like they need to leave the North to do their work. And I think that's really important. And each of us anchors in our own way in the communities that we work in. But by creating this partnership, now we can broaden the scale and it creates a whole network for artists. And I think that's really, really crucial, especially in Northern Ontario, where we're isolated and we're so far away from other communities. We need to work together to ensure that we can compete with bigger centers.
Jesse, talk about the Tamarack Festival in Timmins. This is relatively new, right?
Yeah, the first festival is taking place this September from September 13th to the 15th.
And what's your vision?
It's very new, brand new. So I founded the Tamarack Festival first and foremost to bring English theater to Timmins, professional English theater. As a theater artist, there were no opportunities for paid work in Timmins. So that was the kind of impetus to launch the festival. And then upon further thinking, I thought, you know what though? All artists in Timmins don't have enough paid opportunities. So that's where we decided to make it a multidisciplinary festival where visual artists, musicians, dancers, media artists, pretty much anyone creating could have a place to show their work, share their work, and be paid industry rates.
Do you have a venue?
Yes, we do. We partnered with the Timmins Museum, which was inspired actually by my trip to Fringe North last year when I saw Tova's festival fitting in so well in the museum. I thought, the Timmins Museum could be a perfect venue for our festival.
And now you're also, even though you're in the very early stages, you're teaming up with PlaySmelter. What does that mean to you?
Lisa has been an incredible mentor to me. I would say mentor before partner, but I just feel very grateful to have been invited to work together with these incredible women. Tova as well has become a mentor to me, and just the knowledge that they've been able to share has really set me on a path for success, I feel. Without this sharing of resources and knowledge, I would be scrambling. But because I know I have these powerhouse women behind me, I'm confident that the festival is going to be a success.
Well, you're all going to be in Sudbury for PlaySmelter. Lisa, talk more about what's going to be happening.
Yeah, well, as always, it's our 12th festival. And I just have to say, you can see why I adore these women and why I feel so excited about the possibilities and the potential and the securing of our Northern Stars, our Northern Stages. So it is my delight to invite these beautiful women to come down and representing their festivals and for our people in Sudbury to meet them and talk to them and talk about possibilities. So we open on May 2nd with an all-artist opening reception. And you don't have to be an artist to come. Please join us from 6 to 8 p.m. at Sudbury Theatre Centre on the 2nd. Where we'll be making a very special announcement that I cannot share right now, Marcus, even though I'm dying to talk about it, which will again, two major announcements that will really affect the growth and the of Northern Stories on Northern Stages. As always, we have five fresh new works that are being presented amongst five artists, three from Sault Ste. Marie and two local artists from Sudbury. We have projections every night on the wall at Sudbury Theatre Centre from our sister festival, Femme Folk Fest in Waterloo Region, which will be projected nightly on the wall. Best place to see it is off Shaughnessy Street, and you can look up and you'll see 30 minutes over three different times of projections of beautiful woman-created art, and then we have a couple of very special pop-ups as well. So we're super excited about our 12th festival.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great festival. Really appreciate you joining us all this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Jessie Bergeron, Artistic Director of the new Tamarack Theatre Festival in Timmins, Tova Arbus, President of Fringe North in Sault Ste. Marie, and Lisa O'Connell, who you just heard, Artistic Director of PlaySmelter in Sudbury. Again, starts Thursday. For ticket information, just search PlaySmelter online. I think their website is placemelter.ca.